episode 185, Be Present.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Happy day, beautiful friends and ladies. Oh my gosh, I just want to give you a big squeeze. Did you get it? That is my virtual podcast hug from afar. Yes, I love you, and I just want you to know that. I really do wish I could wrap my arms around each of you and just say, you know what? You mean the world to me. You are my world. I'm here to serve you. I truly believe that. I pray for you all. I think about you, and you're truly in my heart. You're in my life. We actually have conversation about it, whether it's at dinner time or sometimes on the weekends, and I talk to my husband about it, my kids, and they get involved too. It is awesome. So thank you for being a part of my family. You are awesome. Today we're going to do a quick chat. It's actually more of a confession time, and hopefully it's going to spark something within you. My confession is this: you know, there are so many distractions in this world, right? When I was growing up, it was like dolls and dress-ups. I mean, I remember playing with Barbie dolls. Now, for me, when I got older, okay, now this is going to sound bad. And if children, if you're listening, do not laugh at me. But seriously, Strawberry Shortcake was really big and really in. And I can remember when I was in about the fourth or fifth grade, Strawberry Shortcake was around. I played with Purple Pie Man. I had the little strawberry cage that held all the little dolls. And oh my gosh, Huckleberry Finn smelled so good. Now, some of you are laughing, going, what in the world are you talking about? These are the little dolls that I used to play with. Now, mind you, I was in elementary school, fourth, fifth grade. Yeah. And I had them probably, I probably even played with them from sixth to seventh grade even. I love them. I collected them. It was awesome. And then they went away. But you see, I mentioned this because now what do we have? We've got technology literally out the wazoo, right? Not to mention, every child seems to be born with a phone in hand, or maybe at least an iPad, right? I mean, you've seen it out there. They've got stuff out there for kids at 16 months. They are fully operating an iPad. Now, am I against that? No, not necessarily, but I do believe in a little bit of old-fashioned stuff, and that is having the dolls, playing with things, gaining that imagination, stretching the mind. You see, when we don't use it, we lose it. We really, really do. Well, I mention all of this to you because I found myself chilling with the family. And what did I find myself doing though? Okay, we were just hanging out. I found myself totally being distracted by everything. I was on my own technology. I was going between Facebook and Twitter and Periscope and Instagram and Pinterest. And then I would jump over to my email, and then a message would come in and I would answer that. And then I had the TV on and I was watching a show, and my husband said, "Are you paying attention to this?" And I was like, "Oh, maybe not." And it was something that he wanted me to see. I mean, it wasn't anything pressing, but it was something he knew I would be interested in. And I totally discarded it completely. Wasn't even there. You know, then there was another instant around the same time frame that my son asked me a question. Not that he didn't ask me just once. He asked me 2-3 times. And guess what? I still said, "Sweetheart, you said something. Could you tell me again?" I mean, I'm sure he had to be getting frustrated. You see, moms, dads, we are so getting disoriented with the most important thing: be present. And I'm saying this not just to you, I'm saying it to me too. Now, most of the time I do really well, but a lot of the times too, I fall off the wagon. And I'm trying to, quote unquote, multitask. And can I do it pretty well? Oh, yes, I can. That is one thing. I do have a tool. That tool is in my back pocket. Okay? And I know I can do that. The problem is turning it off once in a while. So I want to challenge you. If you are a multitasker, if you're one who says, I can do multiple things, okay? And women especially, yeah, we do. We got that, okay? Now, you may not be doing it the best always to your ability on everything that you're multitasking, but it works for you, okay? And some people are gifted with it. I really do believe it's a gift, okay? We can argue with that later. But regardless, if you're doing more than one thing at a time, okay, we're going to use the term multitasking, then what happens is there's a time and a place for that, right? What we need to do is be able to use the tool when it's good for us and be able to turn it off when we need a break and we need to focus and we need to be present. You know, really, what happened to listening and having conversation and really being present, your whole heart right there? I can remember we went on a nature walk and went to the nature preserve, and this is really going to date me even more. I'm sure it is. And I'm sure you're going to get lots of giggles from it. But we were walking and we passed this creek and it just brought back a childhood memory. We used to live in a very, 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 very small town in Indiana. And in this small town, I went to a very small high school and I moved around a lot. You know, I've moved a ton. I think I'm up to now, like I've lived in like 25 different houses in my lifetime. Crazy when you start to think about it, you start adding up, oh my gosh, she's been everywhere. I have been. And some places I moved back too, like we moved away and moved back. Anyway, long story short, living in this very, very, very small little town in Indiana, northern Indiana. And we're there and we lived by a railroad track. Well, back then, you know, I mean, our telephones that we used, yeah, they hung on a wall. That's where they were. Maybe we had one that sat down on the desk, but a lot of them was just the kitchen phone and it hung on the wall, right? It was very expensive to have the phone. It would ring. We also lived by the railroad track, so it was very noisy. Well, if we wanted to play as kids sometimes, we'd just go for a walk. We'd just go out walking. Well, we would go to the creek. And so as we were walking by the nature preserve, this brought back the memories of when I would play with my girlfriends. And we would go down and quote unquote play by the creek and we would pretend we were hobos, right? Now, please do not take offense to that term by any means. I mean it in a very loving fashion. But my kids, I told them the story and they asked me, well, Mom, what is that? What does it mean to pretend you're a hobo? And I said, well, for me, it was just one who made his home at the creek. That's how he lived. He had very little things. He asked sometimes, you know, he could pay for very little. He didn't have enough money for a home. And for some people, they would call him homeless. But for them, it was just kind of their way of life. That's what they enjoyed. And so I remember doing that and it was so freeing. And I can remember playing even to this day. I can remember hearing the ripples in the water going over the rocks. I can remember feeling the little breeze and hearing the little animals that would kind of hustle through the woods. You know, I would watch the little fish and, oh, wait, we can't discount the little frogs, right? We can't forget them, how adorable they were. Of course, we saw the tadpoles first, and then eventually we saw frogs. But in all of that, I was very present in the moment. Fast forward to today, and sometimes you blink and your day goes by and someone says, well, how was your day today? Or you ask your husband, how was your day? And he stands there with a blank look on your face, number one, on his face. And number one, you're sitting there going, well, what really did happen at work? Should I be worried? What do I read into this? And he just can't remember because there's so much going on. We're fed so much information. It's overload. It's overwhelm. And we are literally about ready to be fused out. We need to be on a surge protector. Seriously. Moms and dads, this is my challenge to you and anyone who hears my voice. I want to light a spark within you today. I want you to be present, okay? As you go about your days, as you go about your week and as your months, I mean, you guys are listening to this and it's summertime as this is going out. You know, think about it. Be present. When you're at the pool, pay attention. Be very observant. You know, don't be the one who's walking to the bathroom with your cell phone and you're looking down like this. Maybe take a view up and take in what? The beautiful sun. the leaves that are blowing, the different color flowers that are around, the cute little kids that are bebopping around you trying to, you know, knock you over as they're running from one place to the next, right? Be present. It's so easy for us to want to escape. We have information overload, and we think that our protection is our technology. It is kind of getting into our own little world and get wrapped, you know, we get all wrapped up in what is being thrown at us. But you know what? We have a choice. And so I really want to encourage you to be present. When you go on vacation, turn your phone off once in a while. Literally, turn it off. If you have to check in at work, tell them then in advance, I'm going to have my phone off from here to here. If you need to reach me and it's an emergency, you can call the hotel. Yeah, because remember in the olden days, when you went to a hotel, if they needed you, the only way they could find you was, you know, to leave a number. When we had a babysitter, yeah, and this wasn't too many years ago, we left what? We had a piece of paper written down, right? And on it was where we were going to be and the address we were at. We had the phone number of where we were, how long we were going to be gone. We had all of this. And now it's like, no, we just text. Everybody has everything. Oh my gosh. If you go to a movie, turn your phone off. Don't even turn it to vibrate. Turn it off. Don't be distracted. Soak it all in. Soak up life. Because you were called to be present, to be incredible, and to be you. And in order to do that, you got to do the very first thing, right? You got to be present. I want you to have an incredible, incredible weekend. I want you to go out. And oh, by the way, this is coming out on the release of the Minions. So you know what? We're probably going to be talking Minions soon. Anyway, I hope you have a marvelous day. Enjoy it. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.